We are just going to get hold of now Marcel Parkinson. She is the president of the Victoria University of Wellington Students Association. One of those, well, we understand there's raised concerns. And the reason, look, I'm big on this story is because I just look at what is happening in the United States, what's happened in Britain, and most of us don't go to university. Most of us aren't. Okay, thank you very much. Markael Parkinson, and my apologies for having misnamed you, as it were, this morning. Markael Parkinson, president of the VUWSA, joins us on the line now. Markael, welcome to the platform. Thank you very much indeed for being with us this morning.
Kia ora, thanks for having me.
All right. Now, Markael, where does the student union stand on this planned event involving Jonathan Ayling, a discussion rather than a debate we understand moderated by Corin Dan of Radio New Zealand?
Yeah, so the UTA had raised some concerns around the event. We had some worries that it was going to end up being a forum which would breach the ethical need for universities to protect the right to speak and challenge ideas that are based in evidence, research and scholarship. We know that the views held by some people on the panel have sometimes not been based in evidence.
Okay, which people on the panel, Markael?
I mean, the Free Speech Union has got a history of making statements.
You said people, which people? So that would be Jonathan Ayling?
So Jonathan Ayling was going to be there representing the Free Speech Union.
And what's he said that would be in breach?
So I don't want to get into a whole he said, she said conversation.
Well, no, but we want to get into a facts-based conversation, Markael, and you have made a claim that some of the participants would breach certain things or certain policies, and we've identified the person that you believe would breach that. I'm now asking you to provide evidence and facts as to an example of that person having breached that.
Okay. There are many instances where I believe that comments and events that have been supported by the Free Speech Union have fallen under the definition of hate speech as defined by the United Nations.
Okay, so can we just clarify then, we're not talking now about the specific utterance of Mr. Ayling himself?
No, but he was there as a representative of the Free Speech Union.
Okay, give us an example then of the Free Speech Union having said things that would be in breach of the policies that you're concerned about.
Yeah, they've actively supported and events previously that have fallen under the definition of hate speech.
Give us one example of one event.
Sure. The co-governance tour that actively turned away Māori from its...
When did it actively turn away Māoris?
There's many news articles, Sean. I'm sure you can look them up.
No, I've covered them extensively. There is lots of examples of them turning away people who were disrupting their meetings. Not one single example ever, Markael, of them having a race barrier or anything.
That's not the story.
Well, yeah, well, there's facts and there's the stories you hear, Markael.
All right. Well, there's a different...
Okay, so let's find another example. Let's find a real example of Jonathan Ayling being associated with the Free Speech Union, because he's the president, of it doing anything that... I mean, these are very long bows you're drawing, but I just want to make sure that you can draw them no matter how long they are. Can you give us another example?
Sean, it's not up to me to decide whether or not Jonathan's ideas are relevant to the university. It's up to the university. I raise my concerns and the university...
Yeah, but I'm trying to see whether your concerns are at all legitimate.
Well, the university seems to believe that my concerns are legitimate and I would put them as the experts on the matter.
Okay, so I'd say the university would seem to be scared of being cancelled and the sort of controversy that people like you stir. Because you still haven't given me a concrete example of where there's any concern here.
Sean, I'm not going to get into this argument.
Are in the argument, and you've said you're in the argument, and you're here because you are in the argument, and you are in the debate, and the thing you do when you're in a debate is debate with facts, Markael.
Yep. Look, I didn't feel that the format was going to promote debate that was based on evidence, and the university has an ethical responsibility...
Okay, so the format was now the problem, is it?
I mean, that's what the university is re-looking at, is the format. We didn't ask the university to take Jonathan off the panel. We asked them to look at the format and ensure that conversations being had were based in evidence, research and scholarship. And that's what the university has taken a step back so that they can look at how they can do that better.
Okay, and not based on, geez, I've heard stories about this or that.
No, not based on, geez, I've heard stories about this or that, although those that is always going to be something that's discussed. I mean, there were instances that raised for us the issue that we didn't believe that some people on that panel were going to...
Okay, give us one of those instances, please.
Sean, I don't think that it's reasonable for me to...
I think it's entirely reasonable when you make a statement in a live interview, you say there are instances or examples, I ask you for instances, examples, and you say I'm not going to give them to you.
All right, Sean. Look, there's... I think you can Google any sort of news article. There's been news articles about the Free Speech Union's inability to...
Give me and point me to one of those news articles right now.
Sure. There's an RNZ article which is titled "Māori Refused Entry to Stop Co-Governance Meeting."
Okay, let's have a look at that. Let's go to that right now. Mm-hmm. Māori refused... What was it?
Māori refused entry to stop co-governance meeting.
Okay, well, you can read it. You've got it in front of you, obviously. What does it say?
Yep. It says...
Who's it by, for a start?
It's by Maya Hart.
Okay, all right, yep.
It says that Bachelor stopped a Marlborough filmmaker from coming in because Bachelor didn't believe that he was a good Māori who would sit there and listen and be respectful all the way through.
Okay, so we don't... So straight off the bat, yep. The headline's misleading. He refused entry to a film... Someone, not just anyone off the street who wanted to come to his meeting, he refused entry for someone who wanted to film the meeting.
It doesn't say that he wanted to film. It just says he was trying to attend. He's just known as a filmmaker.
Oh, he is a filmmaker. Okay, so a filmmaker... gets told he can't come to a public meeting.
Yep.
Okay, so it's not actually a blanket race ban, is it? It's one individual.
So due to the fact that he's not a good Māori, that was the quote given by Julian Batchelor.
Yep, so it's only... and he's not speaking at the event, right? Julian Batchelor isn't speaking at the event, right?
No, he's not.
And he's not part of the Free Speech Union, right?
No, but...
So why are you getting down on Jonathan Ayling about something that Julian Batchelor may or may not have said?